Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, 6 o'clock tonight at Chickies. The Jordan Mailata Show with myself, Elliot Shore Parks, and Jordan. And then 7 o'clock is the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Cam Jurgens. This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. So Diana Rossini, Ike, has been on the AJ Brown trade story for a while. She writes about it pretty often. Diana Rossini of The Athletic. Good reporter, Diana Rossini is. She writes in yesterday's update, I believe, either yesterday or Saturday's update. The Eagles will continue to insist they have no plans to trade Brown, their star receiver. But every week that passes with problems piling up makes decision makers around the league wonder. One source told me, quote, Brown doesn't look frustrated or mad. He looks indifferent. And that's not a good place to be. A GM in the AFC said, I think Howie moves him. It would have to be for the right player or pick, but a trade wouldn't surprise me. Howie likes deals, especially if a player's value overrides how Brown is being used. Most teams anticipate the asking price to be steep. Expect more calls as we near November. Did not think we'd be here, that the reality of an A.J. Brown in-season trade, which off-season, like if you asked me to bet, will A.J. Brown be on the Eagles in 2026, I would bet no. That would be my bet. But in-season would be pretty chaotic. Is there a point where the A.J. Brown thing for the Eagles is hurting, as great a player as he is, and we all agree he's a great player, is hurting them more than he's helping them? And is there a point at which you would consider, if that is the case, if you had the right offer, moving him in the season?
Well, I mean, if you're telling me he's hurting the team more than he's helping, of course you've got to consider it. Why wouldn't you?
Well, but that I'm asking you that. I'm saying it, not
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying if that's the case. So, in other words, that's what the situation would have to be. If I'm the Eagles, if A.J. is being – this is – you're asking me what scenario would I trade A.J. under in the regular season. He would have to be openly – disgruntled, disrespectful, and seeking a trade, or at least showing that he doesn't want to be a part of this team. Like, that's what it would take for me to trade a talent like A.J. Brown. If A.J. Brown is saying he wants to be an Eagle and he wants to be here, and the noise dies down around him, then I'm not looking to trade A.J. Brown during the season. Because here's the thing. There's nothing you can sell to the rest of your fan base that says we're trying to win a championship when you trade A.J. Brown in the middle of the season. So now you have to deal with the idea of what are you playing for this year? Like, what are you doing? And that's the questions they're going to have to deal with every week, because you're not getting proper trade value back for A.J. Brown. As a matter of fact, a team that trades for A.J. Brown is probably going to give you draft picks back. You're not getting a player back.
Yeah, most likely it would be draft picks.
So I don't know how you get better with this team in 2025. Again, they know better than us behind the scenes. If him being here is they can't take it anymore and they feel like it's best for them to move on, then sure. Like, here's the thing. I mean, they released T.O. in the middle of the season.
Yes. Yeah.
So now they didn't release T.O. when they were in first place.
Right. It was past the point of no return.
Well, and their record was different.
Right.
So now it becomes
less. Donovan was hurt when
I think Donovan was hurt when it happened.
Yep.
So that makes it less tolerable for a guy who seemingly doesn't want to be a part of the team. And when I say you want to be a part of the team, I don't mean verbally saying I want to be here. I mean your actions showing that you want to be a part of the team. That means you're pulling in the same direction all these guys are pulling in, trying to get this thing fixed, being supportive of one another, not pointing fingers at anybody, keeping quiet and doing the work that needs to be done to get things fixed on this football team. If you're a part of that and you want to be a part of that, then I wouldn't even think about trading A.J. Brown. But if you're telling me it's somebody who doesn't seemingly want to be a part of this moving forward, then, yeah, you got to consider that. There's no doubt you have to consider that, because you can't let one person tank your season.
Yeah, I think the argument would be overall that, and you've mentioned this a few times, is that this has gotten to the point, and when you talk about Jalen, that it's so present that you wonder if it is, how could it not be going through his head when he's on the field? It would be very difficult to say that this is so there all the time, but when you're playing, all of a sudden it goes away. It's not there anymore. Well, and the argument, I guess you could...
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Make is the argument that you make with Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen. And I know that Jalen's not Josh Allen. He isn't. But the argument you could make is... Hey, look, if he doesn't think about if he doesn't have to think about anything other than where should the ball go? Where should the ball go? That, you know, they have A.J. Brown now, and the pass offense isn't very good. They had A.J. Brown last year. The pass offense wasn't very good. So I guess you could make the argument that at this point, it's not helping in the way that a talent of his stature should help, and that maybe if he's not there, it opens up everybody else to play more freely if they're not worried about whether AJ is going to be happy after the game or not.
Yeah. I mean, my whole thing is that to me would be dictated by AJ. His actions, his words. In other words, he would have to be trying to force his way out of here. But if you're the Eagles, there's no benefit other than that to get rid of talent that good. Like, you're not going to be a better team because of that.
Unless he's preventing,
Yeah, but to me, that would mean, here's my thing. It would have to be him verbally saying it, coming out being disruptive.
Yeah.
Like, him being unhappy, he's not getting the ball. Unless he's throwing tantrums on the sideline or anything. Like, he didn't do anything this last game. He didn't do anything out of character. There was no body language. There was no visual issues on the sideline with them. He just decided not to answer questions about a meetup. And to his point, he's saying it was painted as if there was some grand sit down for 3 hours or 2 hours, that he didn't like the picture that was being painted. So he wanted to make sure he clarified it, like, that's not what happened. I saw them in the parking lot. Now, if he's telling the truth, then they can't be upset that he told the truth about what actually happened.
Yeah. Especially when...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No,
I agree
with you.
If he's telling the truth, like, that's actually what happened, then you can't be mad because he didn't decide to put a pretty bow on it the way it was presented to whomever broke the story about it.
Yeah. And I guess you could say Saquon also, he didn't frame it exactly the way AJ did, but he did say this wasn't some sit-down, that it was a conversation between teammates. It wasn't that we were all locked in a room, and said, we're going to sit in here until we're all friends again.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you rather the Eagles trade a third-round pick for Trey Hendrickson or just re-sign BG?
That's the question you asked.
Yeah. It's a hotly contested day on the old Twitter question.
Yeah. Well,
If I'm answering that question, I would just say re-sign BG.
What do you think the poll is at?
Well, they probably want Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, it's pretty decisive. 87.9% say. And
how's Trey Hendrickson doing?
I haven't looked.
He's day-to-day, by the way.
Oh, is
back
he?
Back injury.
I mean, I think we should look before everybody wants him.
Wow.
Well, I mean, but we're willing to give up a third-round pick for a name. He may be checked out at 34 years old.
Let's see.
How old is Trey Hendrickson?
I think he's 32.
He's 32. Yeah. Let's see. Trey Hendrickson, so far.
He got 4 sacks.
There you go. Well, there you go. That's half as many as the Eagles have this year. So.
That's true.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I would say that's pretty good. All right. 215-592-9494. Two big pieces of news today that we are discussing. One, Za'Darius Smith retires out of nowhere for the Eagles, and the Phillies are bringing Rob Thompson back. There will be a press conference on Thursday with Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson to discuss the season. Of course, we will carry that on WIP. Speaking of press conferences, Nick Sirianni speaks at 3:15. We're all very interested to hear what he has to say about Za'Darius Smith retiring. And
you know what he's going to say?
It was his decision.
It was his decision.
Yeah.
This
is the first time we've heard from Nick since the Eagles got thrashed by the Giants on Thursday night. He spoke after the game, but that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Do the morning show?
I don't think so. No.
And do they shut Elliott out again?
Oh, that is a big story as well. Elliott shut out at the press conference last time. There's a lot to listen for. 215-592.
I actually do want to listen for that.
94-94. As I mentioned, that segment brought to you by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM Insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention. NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This fall, enjoy Chickies' season favorites, A.J. Brown's Sweet Heat Wings, Chickies Sliders, Savory Buffalo Shrimp, and more. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.